As we turn to times of confession, I think about 1 John chapter 1, the famous verses where he says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And those verses are precious and powerful verses, but we sometimes forget their context. Because the way John opens this book is talking to us about the life that was manifested through Christ. And he is writing so that those believers and so that we might come to know that life. He also speaks of the joy that comes through that life. And he wants for our joy to be made full. And both this life and this joy that he wishes for us all revolve around fellowship with God the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son, whom he has sent into the world. And John emphasized that as one of the disciples and one of the apostles, he was with Jesus. He says, we saw this life. We touched this life. We heard this life. And this life is real. And he says, now this is the message. And it is a strange message when you think about it. I mean, we're used to hearing it, so it doesn't sound strange to us. But if you think about it, it is strange. It's not intuitive to us. Because our normal instinct when it comes to God and when it comes to one another is not to admit our faults, our failings and our flaws and our sins. It is rather to, in some way, cover them up. And this characterizes the human race. That's our instinct. Hide our sins, hide our failings before God so that he will accept us. Hide our feelings before one another. Pretend that we don't have them so we will be more acceptable to one another. But John says the message that comes from the true and living God is exactly the opposite. And if we say that we don't have any sin, if we take that posture, if we tell ourselves that, if we act that way as though it's true, or we act as though we can hide anything from God, then we don't have the truth in us. Because we can't hide anything from God, and he knows. He knows. But the truth is exactly the opposite. It continues. If we confess, if we agree with God's assessment of us, if we agree with that, if we confess that, if we stop fighting that, if we stop suppressing that truth, and we confess it, God is faithful. He is righteous to forgive us. It's just that simple. That's what Christ did for us. And that's what we do when we come to confess each Sunday.